Word on Today FM.
Jerry in Dublin says, does Donald Trump's behaviour warrant a mental health check? Sure, his behaviour has warranted that for the best part of a decade. Maybe he is getting a bit worse, but you never get an honest appraisal or an honest disclosure of whatever the outcome of the findings of such a check would be. Before we meet our guests, let's hear a little bit of, remind ourselves of what Donald Trump had to say about Greenland yesterday.
Well, we need Greenland for national security purposes. I've been told that for a long time, long before I even ran. I mean, people have been talking about it for a long time. You have approximately 45,000 people there. People really don't even know if Denmark has any legal right to it. But if they do, they should give it up because we need it for national security. That's for the free world. I'm talking about protecting the free world. You look outside, you have China ships all over the place. You have Russian ships all over the place. We're not letting that happen. We're not letting it happen. And if Denmark wants to get to a conclusion, but nobody knows if they even have any right title or interest. The people are going to probably vote for independence or to come into the United States. But if they did do that, then I would tariff Denmark at a very high level.
Okay, there's a multiple there. Before we talk to Larry Donnelly, we're going to Copenhagen to Tom Carstensen, who's been a guest on the programme a number of times in the past. Tom, what has your reaction in Denmark been to this provocation from Trump?
Well, personally, I feel very tired when I hear some of the things he says about legal rights and if we even whatever and all that. It's just that it seems like a bit of a, someone needs a bit of a history lesson there. But that's one thing. But the reaction here is shock. It's disbelief, I think, is the first thing that happened. Even the PM and the foreign minister didn't say a peep for a day or two, because I think no one really understood what what the heck was going on, because it's such a bizarre thing to come out and just say we're going to take it over, because Denmark should just go along with it. And he does mention the Greenlandic people kind of in a small sentence. Maybe they want to as well, and they surely want to be American. There's not many things pointing towards that the Greenlandic people would like to be part of America. No.
Okay, let's go through a few things there. The legal right, how long has Greenland been protected or been a protectorate of Denmark?
To be honest, I don't even know that. But
it's centuries, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. And again, it's very important to stress, it's not something that Denmark is keeping within our power against Greenland's will. If the Greenlandic people tomorrow decided to have a referendum and vote to leave it's not even Denmark, it's like a commonwealth of Denmark and the Faroe Islands and Denmark. If they decided to do that tomorrow, no one would stand in their way. Absolutely no one. The PM has said that various PMs have said that over the years. There's also the thing that Denmark does put in what is about equivalent to 850 million euros a year into Greenland in subsidies and into the legal system. And I mean, it's not like it's not a brilliant business for the people on mainland Denmark. It sounds weird, mainland, because we're such a tiny country, but it's not like it's a really bizarre situation altogether.
Okay, but the other thing is, Trump is banging on about national security, but aren't there already, as part of Denmark's NATO arrangements, aren't there also substantial US military interests already in Greenland?
There has been since the end of the Second World War. Denmark's ambassador to the United States gave United States the so-called Thule base without even conferring with the Danish government. He just did it, and it's been there ever since. And honestly, if Donald Trump or whoever else is in the Oval Office came to Denmark and said, we would like more bases, I don't think anybody would object to that. We are one of the United States' biggest allies ever. We've gone into wars with them that we probably shouldn't have gone into. I mean, the whole Iraq debacle, we were us and a few other small countries that went in first. Maybe we shouldn't have done that. That didn't end very well. So we are one of their biggest allies. So it's utterly bizarre that you go after one of your biggest allies who's always been there for the United States. It makes absolutely no sense. If he rang up and said, we want more bases, I don't think anybody would say no.
Tom, does Greenland have oil, gas, or mineral reserves that he's really after, or his rich buddies in America might be after.
Yeah, that's what everybody's after. And he doesn't want China or Russia to get in there. I don't think Russia is going to get into Greenland, but China has been very good at getting into other places in Africa, for instance, and various other places. And that is definitely one of the things. Lots of minerals, things we use in mobile phones, things we use in computers, lots of oil, lots of gas. So yeah, there's a money thing there as well. And well, I don't know. I don't want to be too cynical, but I'm pretty sure that's also a part of it. And also when he comes out and says he's not ruling out military force, that's a very typical Donald Trump thing to say. He's not ruling out. I, to be honest, interpret that more as if Greenland did decide to leave, he would not be happy with the risk of China or someone else coming in there, which is understandable, to be honest. I hope he doesn't mean taking it over by force from whatever
force,
which isn't a lot.
Would you fear that you're going to have economic sanctions against Denmark?
Well, he's already threatened with doing massive tariffs against Denmark. But the thing is, that's a good thing about being part of the EU, because the EU has like this musketeer oath, which basically says, and they've already said that, other big members of the EU, that if that happens, then all of the EU is going to have to do the same to the United States. So it's not just going to be against Denmark. It's going to be a tariff war against all of the EU. And that's in no one's interest.
Thank you very much, Tom Carstensen. Larry Donnelly is back with us for the first time this year. Law lecturer, University of Galway, political columnist with the journal.ie, Bostonian. What do you make of what Trump's at?
Well, I mean, you know, a lot of this, Matt, really isn't all that new. I mean, he's been saber-rattling about this stuff for a while, you know, Canada, at least for the past number of weeks, I think, to get at Justin Trudeau above all else, and the Panama Canal. What I'd say about the Greenland situation is that, to my way of thinking, it's the least far-fetched of the bunch in terms of Trump's proposals for U.S. expansionism. And that's taking on board all of the expert points that Tom has made very well. The truth is that Trump is not the first American president to have his eyes on Greenland. Harry Truman wanted a piece of it way back in the 1940s. And from my way of thinking, you know, obviously this is a decision for the people of Greenland. The Danes have made that perfectly clear, that if Greenland wants its independence, then they should go for it and they will not stand in the way. The question becomes, and this is what I was hearing when I was in Boston from lots of Republicans, was what kind of deal could Greenland get? And perhaps what might Trump, who clearly wants Greenland very badly, what might he be prepared to do? And again, this is a transactional guy. And in the event, for instance, that Greenland is able to retain local control, in the event that Greenland is able to obtain massive federal subsidies from the United States, in the event that Greenlandic citizens, young people in particular, are able to live, work, and study in the United States, might there be an attractive enough deal on the table that Greenland could still have that degree of autonomy, yet reap the rewards? And there are other U.S. territories around the world who have that status. It's not statehood. It's something different. Now, again, I view this as far-fetched. I think the time frame here might be tricky, but it is interesting to consider it from that point of view.
What's prompting all of this? So, I mean, could it be that, though, as well, if there are the military bases in Greenland, all this talk about needing to keep an eye on the Russians and the Chinese is nonsense. So could it be that really, in reality, a lot of his rich buddies are in his ear and saying there's oil and gas and other minerals that can be exploited here?
Oh, I think that's absolutely true. There's no question that Trump has that on his mind. But I would regard, despite its very small size, I would regard Greenland as being in a reasonably strong negotiating position, that if Trump wants this that badly, presumably some sort of safeguards can be put into place that you can't just completely rape and pillage the resources that are available there. So presumably something can be done. The other noteworthy thing here, Matt, is that this is, I suppose, it's an America first foreign policy we're hearing from Trump, but it's definitely not an isolationist policy. It's really trying to, I suppose, control the Western Hemisphere, controlling the areas in and around the United States. And one wonders what kind of signal, if that's okay for the United States, one wonders what kind of signal that sends, for instance, to the Chinese vis-a-vis Taiwan and to Mr. Putin vis-a-vis the former republics surrounding Moscow. And that's, I suppose, again, another wrinkle to all of this.
And what about Panama then? What about the possibility of him seizing control of the Panama Canal?
Yeah, I mean, look, you know, and again, that seems, he seems to be preoccupied that even though the Panamanians run it, he seems preoccupied with the fact that it's China, you know, who controls everything. And Matt, this comes back to another point that, you know, Trump's, that animates Trump. It's this idea that the U.S. gets screwed by everybody else. And I think he's trying to play that card very strongly here. I think that will be very difficult for the United States to do for a whole host of reasons, just like, as he said, renaming the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America. Some of this stuff is saber-rattling, some of it's bluster, but I think it is all about achieving what he thinks he can get in terms of advantage on lots of different issues.
Oh, okay, but Larry, how much would you think does he want the attention back on himself rather than on Elon Musk as it has been in recent weeks?
Oh, I think there's no doubt about that. I mean, we know Trump's, you know, we know his tactics by now. It is to distract from big things. It is to say, you know, kind of outrageous things that garner the headlines, that get people talking, that distract attention from what's really going on. And I think Democrats, you know, would be well guided here, not getting distracted, instead saying, you know, what is all this going to do about the inflation? What is all this going to do about the cost of living? All those sorts of things. You know, again, Trump is leading them down this different path. Democrats, I think, need to be pretty focused in their opposition, okay, because we're going to see these kind of smoke screens from day one all the way through.
Larry Donnelly, thank you.
The Last Word on Today FM.